It's 11:15, and we have in the studio now three wonderful guests. Well, actually, I've been joined by five people. More about that later. Let me start kind of... I'm going to go anti-clockwise, and I'm going to start on my right-hand side. In front of me right now is Mrs. Harneman. Good morning, Mrs. Harneman.
Good morning, Gary.
I'm expecting, good morning, everyone, as indeed I remember. And sitting next to you on your right, we have Alex. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
And just on my left here is George. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Gary.
Excellent, excellent. All sounding very, very good this morning. All of you have joined us from Cockton Hill Infant School.
That's right.
Where you have been extremely busy winning an amazing award. Now, this is very close to my heart, this kind of thing that you're doing. We need to take far more care of the planet than I think we are doing at the moment. But you guys are showing the way. You're leading the way. Now, how are you doing that? Can we start with Alex? Your school has just been awarded a wonderful, wonderful award. What was it?
The Green Flag.
Now, okay, for our listeners who might not be too clear on what the Green Flag actually is, could you explain what that means?
It's an award for eco, and when you get it, it's to show people that you've been helping the planet.
Fantastic. George, you are a member of this team called the Eco Warriors at Cockton Hill Infant School. Yeah, okay. So tell me about the work of the Eco Warriors. What do you do?
We save the planet, we get green paws and red paws, we go around checking if the lights are on or the taps are on. Me and Alex are the main ones that turn the taps off. And we always do that. It's a kind of fun thing, actually.
Oh, right. Sounds like a big responsibility. So you're kind of keeping your eye on things that might go to waste, like a tap left on, all the water's running away, all that clean water is just going to waste. And the same with electricity. So if you find lights on and there's no one in the room, what do you do?
We turn the lights off.
You turn the lights off. Okay. Now, what other things are you doing, Alex, in terms of Eco Warriors? What other jobs have you been doing around the school?
We've been making our school look better, and we've been litter picking and picking up litter when people have been throwing it on the floor and things like that.
Oh, right. So we're going for the what you might call aesthetic look. We're going for the way the place looks as well. So we're taking care of the planet visually. Because nothing worse is there than wrappers all over the place and cartons and bottles lying all over the grass. How long, Mrs. Hanneman, has it taken the children to achieve this award?
Okay, we started, it was about 4 years ago now, and our first year was when we focused on the nine areas, you know, the energy, water, litter, biodiversity, global citizenship, lots of different things, transport as well, and we achieved the bronze award. Then the next year we achieved our silver award, and then it took 2 years to achieve our Green Flag Award. So it's kind of really embedded into our school now, the ethos. We've just had a really lovely outdoor classroom day, and the children have planted huge pots with flowers. The place looks absolutely beautiful, and we encourage all the wildlife, the insects and all sorts of different creatures into our grounds. And we've developed our wildlife area as well, got a little pond, bug hotels, bird feeders. We made all different things like that, didn't we? It really is benefiting everybody, and the parents comment on it as well. Parents will come in and say, oh, I got wrong last night, you know, leaving lights on, you know, they're going around switching all the lights off and everything like that. So it is how it is filtering out. It's really positive.
So it's a message that's being taken outside of the school as well, and the Eco Warriors are working busily behind the scenes as well.
Yeah, they realise that just small things, small changes that they can make a huge difference, you know, to the polar bears and things like that.
Yeah. So the things that we do, where we live, every day of our lives, can have a knock-on effect, can't they? They can affect things globally.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's quite a responsibility, isn't it, really, when you think? You know, we're all living on this planet and we're all responsible for it. If I can just bring in Mrs. Hahnemann here. We were talking about some of the wider aspects of the work they've been doing, including healthy eating.
Yep. Yeah, healthy eating. We always promote healthy eating. We've done quite a few workshops. We always invite visitors into our school. What was that, George? Sorry.
Making money.
Oh, an entrepreneur in the making.
Oh, right, yeah, right, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know what you mean. Class shops.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes. That's something different, yeah. We raised money. We brought, the children brought in lots of items to recycle and then sold them, didn't you, George?
Yes.
And then we made money and we, and can you remember who we donated the money to?
Water Aid.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yes, we were talking about that as well, weren't we? But some people are not as fortunate as we are. And they don't have clean water, do they? They don't have clean drinking water.
No.
Mm-hmm.
We had an assembly recently, didn't we, about Water Aid. And you were talking earlier, George, about children's rights.
People have a right to good education and everyone should have the right to do that. And other people just don't have water and they don't have schools and they need nice clothes and we're just starting to realise that that's what everybody needs.
Well said. Well said indeed.
Well
yes.
Done. We've also done quite a lot of work on transport and encouraged the children to, you know,
global citizenship.
Yeah, and coming to school on bicycles and scooters rather than travelling in the car or come on foot. Obviously, some children can't do that, but that has worked out really well. Mm. Again, we've had lots of help, you know, from visitors who've actually taught the children how to ride a bike. So that was really nice. And Mr. Graham's daughter, Grace, she actually learned how to ride a bike. So that was really, really good, dead positive.
Thank you, Mr. Graham. Mr. Graham recording all of this. So, yes, we'll have to be on our very best behaviour. Now, you've also been learning about sustainability, haven't you? The renewable energy aspect of eco work.
Yeah.
So what sort of eco work have you been doing on sustainable energy? What have you been learning about?
Oh, yeah. Sustainability, the sun will last forever, coal won't, and
it might run out.
Yeah, it might run out, and we're just trying to fix that. And the turbines, we're just trying to save the planet, and that's all we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, George. Well done.
Well done, George. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. Alex, can you tell us a little bit more about that in terms of energy?
Yeah. What we have been doing about energy and that, we've been talking about solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
And how they reflect and make energy, and make a load of energy. And we've been trying to make people to have them so we can get a lot of energy.
From the sun?
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of burning things like fossil fuels,
oil
and coal and gas and that sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
It's possibly something we might look into in the future, maybe some kind of solar panels for school. But that's, again, just, you know, something we can move forward with from our green flag work. So we always need to move forward with
it. Yeah. You might need a fundraising campaign for that, mind you.
We might.
Solar panels. Yes, they do. They don't come cheaply, unfortunately. No. Not at the moment.
I want to find out, do we do a lot of eco work in the juniors?
Well, that is something you can promote, George. That would be a really good thing for you to take across to the junior school. Because I did speak to some of the Year 3 teachers and they were keen to do it. So I think that could be something really good.
Yeah. It just reminds me of people because Mummy used to tell me that...
I think we better just clear this up. You see, George's mum is also here in the building. So George at the moment is turning round, speaking to his mum, forgetting the microphone is actually at the back of his head. So,
oh, goodness.
A lie.
All good stuff. Oh, wonderful. I love live radio.
Me too.
I'm learning all about the Eco Warriors, the work of the Eco Warriors at Cockton Hill Infant School. And by golly, are they busy. They really are very, very busy. And we were talking particularly there, Alex, let's bring Alex in at this point and say, you are busy recycling at the moment. What sort of things are you recycling?
Like banana skins and fruit peels and things like that. Waste and paper, and to make more things and energy.
Right. And how do you have different collecting areas for each kind of item? So do you have a special box for all the paper and the card and that sort of thing?
Yeah, we have one box for paper, one box for like rubbish. We have three little boxes as well that are for like phones to recycle.
Batteries.
Recycles and batteries.
Oh, right.
And things like that.
Ink cartridges.
Yeah.
Ink cartridges, yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah. It's amazing the things that can be recycled, isn't it? Yeah. And George, what about food waste in particular? I believe that's going somewhere special to have something special done to it.
At dinner time, after all the dinners, gather all the food up and see how much waste we've...
The food waste, yeah. And it now goes to a special plant, doesn't it, in Aycliffe? Yeah, and then it's sort of a competition to see who has the least waste.
Yeah, the least waste.
Least waste.
Yeah. Yeah, and all of that's going to some special plant to be processed into some sort of fuel.
That's right, yeah. That's right. So that is something we've just recently adopted, so that is really good. But we have our special blue bins for our paper and cardboard, and we have a special eco area in our school.
We used to have it, didn't we?
Yeah, but we're cleaning up now, aren't we, for summer
for next
holidays.
Year, and I hope they do something better for next year.
Well, we can improve it, can't we? We can definitely improve it. And in this special area, we've got a nice carpet for the children to sit and read, and information about insects and trees. And it all links in with the curriculum as well. Our science work and DT work, literacy, maths, everything. We do our bird watch as well, don't we?
Yeah.
Can you remember doing that in January? Counted the birds for the RSPB.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was good, and then we made tally charts and graphs and things from that. So the work does sort of, it stems into the whole curriculum.
Right, so a tremendous amount of work is gained from doing all of this eco work, yeah? And try to reduce the waste.
Yeah, in our school, it isn't just me and Alex on the eco committee, you know, it's, there's more people on the eco committee than
how many? How many are on the team then? How many eco warriors do you have? Ooh, they're counting now.
we've got eight in total, haven't we? Yeah, children from right across the school.
Yeah.
So it's nice. These boys who are in year two now, these boys are 7 years old. These will go to the junior school in September. And then the children on the eco committee in year one will move into year two. And they now will sort of teach the younger ones. So, and we'll have to recruit some new members from reception in September and keep that going.
Right.
We are going to, well, I hope we're going to do a lot and a lot of eco things in the juniors, because I really like doing eco, and Mrs. Hanneman has done a lot of work with us, and I just think she's done a lot of work on it, and it's just really good.
Yeah, I think George is your ambassador, do you know? I really do,
George,
yeah.
George, you've done a lot of work as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has. The children have led this, they really have. And I'm really proud of all of them, really proud.
We have got a song. It's called I Am the Earth, is it?
Our eco code.
Yeah.
Oh, we do have our eco code.
Yeah, yep. We have an eco code.
It's Wannabe.
Wannabe. It's really good. We always...
Sing it.
Yeah, Miss Hanneman.
Fantastic. All right.
Was it something I said?
No. Terrific. All right then. Well, thank you all very, very, very much indeed. And congratulations on this terrific award on the Green Flag. Well deserved and well done. And do take our congratulations back to everyone at Cockton Hill Infant School.
Thank you very much. And I'd like to say a big thank you to Mrs. Graham, our head teacher as well. She's backed us all the way, hasn't she, boys? Mm. Excellent. Thank you very much.
All right, then. Well, there you are. That's it. Thank you. Thank you to Mrs. Harneman. Thank you to Alex. Thank you to George, George's mum, sitting in the corner. And thank you to Graham on the camera, still clicking away furiously.